It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
Right now it's 33 downtown.
Snow causing restrictions for semis in Parley's Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour is our top national story. A CDC advisory panel says they want to keep the pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in place until they can get more information about the 6 cases where women developed a rare form of blood clots after getting the vaccine. Dr. Yvonne Maldonado is a professor of pediatrics infectious disease at Stanford.
We need to finish following up the people who were already vaccinated to make sure that they didn't have any risk for this clotting problem. And that'll take another week or so. So it won't be very long.
Johnson & Johnson says they're looking at a potential 7th case of blood clots.
Doctors say even with a hold on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you can have confidence the COVID-19 vaccination effort is safe. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Amanda, doctors say the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, which are used more right now, do not cause any of these concerns. They use mRNA technology. It teaches your body how to handle the virus by showing your cells the virus genomes. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca use viral vector vaccines. That helps your body learn how to deal with the virus. Now, 6 women, maybe 7, as you just heard, in 6.8 million doses had blood clots that may or may not be related. The chance of getting a blood clot is so much higher from COVID-19 itself, or from birth control, or from smoking. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's been 100 days since the Capitol riot, and a new report being presented to Congress today will show there are plenty of problems in the response by Capitol Police. ABC's Andy Field has more.
The Inspector General will tell a congressional hearing that Capitol Police officers were not given the equipment or guidance to deal with what intelligence said could be a substantial assault on Congress January 6th. The report also suggesting that Capitol Police turn away from just reacting to threats to making sure they're prepared and prevent them. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
U.S. spy chiefs are calling China an unparalleled priority and citing the country's regional aggression and cyber capabilities. Retired Colonel Stephen Ganyard says China poses huge national security challenges for the U.S.
China, in a lot of ways, is what the Soviet Union had always wanted to be. The Soviet Union was never the economy that China is. China is now the second largest economy in the world. They have the means and they have the will to take on the United States.
The House Intelligence Committee is scheduled to hold its annual worldwide threats hearing today.
New this morning, the Cache County School District is responding after video showed a student cutting down a pride flag at Ridgeline High School. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest.
In a statement, the district calls the removal of the flag insensitive and disrespectful. They also say it was done without permission. A spokesperson for the district also telling KSL News Radio there will be appropriate consequences as well as an opportunity to help the student understand why their behavior was inappropriate. That student won't be at school while the administration continues to work through the fallout. The video shared with KSL showed a student removing the pride flag to cheer and laughter from other students on Tuesday. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
For most of us this year, today, April 15th, is not tax day. The IRS has delayed its federal tax filing deadline for the most part until May 17th. There are 2 exceptions. Anyone who pays estimated taxes, like many small business owners, still must make their usual payment by today. And victims of February's winter storms who live in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana have until June 15th to file their taxes.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Scattered rain, snow, and maybe a few thunderstorms expected in Utah today.
Nice to get all that wet weather, right? An opportunity for us to not have to think about the sprinklers just yet. Certainly great for our lawns as we really got a good soaker, most of us, yesterday. Much needed, really wet weather, April showers for today. We could even see a few hit or miss showers tomorrow. Then the weekend right now is looking just pleasant, sunny skies, and things are going to warm up a little bit.
Grant says temperatures will stay above freezing and highs in the mid-50s.
The cleanup continues this morning after the intense windstorm over the past few days. Jose Romero is in Cache County, where he's been working on downed trees.
Tree fell down in the neighbor's yard right here, and we're here to clean it up in the wind.
The Utah Highway Patrol responded to 110 crashes during the storm that ranged from strong winds to snow.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.